The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. After reading the gospel lesson from John earlier in the week, I began to think about vines and pay close attention to vines around the house and around the office. Suddenly it seemed that I was surrounded by vines. The first one that popped into my mind, though, was the ever-present kudzu. Then there's poison ivy, even regular ivy. There's some fairly nasty vines that have wicked thorns that grow around. And there's also wisteria, which is beautiful in bloom, but known to take over everything in its path. The vines that come to my mind, the ones that surround me daily, are not particularly pleasant vines. As a matter of fact, most of them are downright hateful. With the exception of wisteria, none of them have branches, and none of them bear fruit. What all of that means for us today, thankfully, is that these rather nasty, unpleasant vines, which I am sure have amazingly useful purposes, are not the sort of vine that Jesus is referring to when he says to his disciples, I am the vine, you are the branches. He is not comparing his followers to poison ivy. He might not mind, however, the comparison to kudzu, the sort of vine that takes over the world. All that aside, what exactly was Jesus trying to say with this vine metaphor? What kind of vine did he have in mind? Literally, he probably was imagining or even looking out on a grape vineyard, lush with fruit, ready to be picked. He knew that sort of agriculture. This metaphor probably still hits home in Napa Valley, and it isn't totally lost on us either. We know that if a branch or even a leafy extrusion is separated from the vine, it will wither and die. We also know that if we push a metaphor too far, it tends to fall apart. We know that some vines can be separated and rooted to form a new vine. In keeping with what Jesus is saying, we can assume that this new vine is not a new vine in and of itself, but a new shoot of the old vine. It is all ultimately connected, related to the true vine, Jesus. Jesus said, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. And each of us here is trying to abide in him, being fed with the nutrients that the vine provides, his own body, his own blood. Those things are important to to being branches. Branches cannot survive without those nutrients, without the vine grower to feed them. That's what makes me a bit anxious when I hear someone say, "I'm very spiritual, but not religious," or, "I have a problem with organized religion." For starters, anyone who says that doesn't know how disorganized religion really is. But seriously, those sorts of statements sadden me because they usually speak to a painful experience that an individual has had in the name of the church, and that is not branch behavior. It also saddens me because branches cannot survive apart. They must be connected to the vine and to each other. When was the last time you invited someone to church? Did you offer to pick them up and bring them with you, or did you just say, "Oh, you ought to come to Grace Church"? Sometimes folks need a little extra tending, especially those who've been away from the vine for a while. I don't want to go too far with withering branches. I realize that I'm preaching to the branches on the vine, but maybe we're just attached, not really paying attention to what it means to be a part of this vine, to be fed by the vine grower, to be pruned. I've been pruned a few times in my life, and at the time it didn't seem very pleasant. But over time I came to realize how important it was to eliminate those things that take away from being part of the vine. You're probably aware that our general convention meets in Anaheim this summer, July 8th through 17th to be exact. And the theme of our convention is a Bantu word called Ubuntu. The theme of general convention is Ubuntu. It's a word that is growing in its usage. It was probably first internationalized by Desmond Tutu, the great reconciler and Archbishop of South Africa. Ubuntu does not directly translate into an English word. It's a concept. The closest translation in phrase form is this: I am because you are. I am because you are. The logo for General Convention that was designed by the interim rector of St. Gregory of Nyssa in San Francisco by the name of Paul Fromberg is Trinitarian. God is in the center, represented by a yellow sun-like form. The sun is represented in the midst in a cross. And the Holy Spirit is waving, swirling people, men and women of all colors, surrounding the Father. You can see it for yourself if you go to the General Convention website. Underneath this representation is the word Ubuntu, and under that, the words from John: I in you, and you in me. It speaks to our interconnectedness, both to God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the vine, and to each other, the other branches. Have you noticed that not only will the branches die if they're separated from the vine, but the vine will die too if too many branches are cut away? Bishop Tutu in 1999 described the experience of Ubuntu in this way: a person with Ubuntu is open and available to others, affirming of others, does not feel threatened that others are able and good. For she or he has a proper self-assurance that comes from knowing that he or she belongs in a greater whole and is diminished when others are humiliated or diminished when others are tortured or oppressed. That is Ubuntu. That is being a part of the vine. Jesus said, "I am the vine, You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. So what is this fruit we are to bear, we who are a part of this vine? I think our reading from 1 John and from Acts as well speak to that, to the sort of fruit that the vine of Christ bears. Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Since this is Mother's Day, we might tend to be a little literal-minded about that. And certainly there are sad incidences for the closest to us or the hardest for us to love. But this commandment is broader than that. John says it pretty clearly and does not mince his words when he says, "Those who say I love God and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." There's no skirting around that one. The commandment is to love each other, to care for the other branches on the vine. The commandment is Ubuntu, to recognize that without each other we are withered. We don't have to agree. We don't even have to always see eye to eye. But we have to value each other, because God does. We have to love, to know that we belong to a greater whole, each and every one of us, and that we are diminished if anyone is humiliated, tortured, or oppressed. We are to love all the branches. Paul goes a little farther than John does in defining the fruit of the vine. He calls it the fruit of the Spirit, and it is this: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, and faithfulness. Those are the fruits that we branches are to bear. And if we bear those fruits, our vine will grow like kudzu. Let us pray with the psalm, verse 14 from Psalm 80. "Turn now, O God of hosts, look down from heaven. Behold and tend this vine. Preserve what your right hand has planted." Amen.